Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour or Goofy Hour or whatever this is. I'm not sure.
Is
I'm Julie
always the
Cannon.
goofy hour.
And this is Tracy Mahan, my co-host.
Yeah,
I
this is a good
invariably,
start.
TJ always does something right as we're going on. It's just like, he says sorry, but I really think it was in.
He did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And three, two, we're not going. So,
Hi. I'm so
hey,
glad
sorry
you're
about
here.
not jumping in last week. We were, I think we were in recovery mode from a
No,
really
we were in
strong.
preparation mode.
Oh, that's right. We hadn't had the workshop
No,
yet.
we hadn't had it yet.
What day is it?
I know.
I
And you
swear that feels like it was 2 weeks ago.
were.
Doesn't it?
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. So for those of you that know what we're talking about, the Lionsgate Portals to Enlightenment conference that we did online on August 6th. So you're right. Yeah, that was only 6 days ago. I swear to God, it feels like it's been a couple of weeks. There is so much energy going on right now. It's just insane. So.
Yeah. But let me ask you. You know, remember I was telling you, I texted you that one day and it was like, because it was very palpable, that energy difference. I mean, definitely on the when we did the conference, that was just poof, you know. But it was like it kept on. And I was asking, I was like, are you noticing anything or how long is this supposed to last? And you're saying, yeah, you had gotten in a channel that it was like 3 days before, the day of, and then 3 days after that
Yeah,
gate
so it's
would be open.
which means it
And
ended yesterday, that or
yes,
well,
and
exactly.
I wonder, did anybody else notice that? I can almost tell you the hour because I could feel it, and it was like, no, I don't like those feelings. No, I want the other one because that other one was like, I'm powerful. I could do anything, and there was nothing standing in my way. And then at that point, all of a sudden, I started feeling these feelings of I'm feeling overwhelmed and I'm feeling like, oh my God, can I breathe? I'm like, no, those are from before. No, I don't want, oh no, that means it's going.
I had things that had been going on for, and I'll tell you the story. So the HOAs, who's a fan of HOAs? Not this girl. No way. Can't stand them. But you know, they keep everyone on track and everyone's house looks nice. Woo-hoo, or supposedly. I just feel like we are all being harassed all the time. But anyway, so I live in a development where there was, when I moved in, there was a big plot of land behind my house. Nothing else was built there yet. And we knew moving in that eventually they wanted to put a development back there. But what we didn't know is the empty lot next to us was going to become the street. They told us that was going, that they vetoed that being a street and that it would be a house. So sure enough, they put a street in there, right? And they have this big chunk of land, a strip of land beside my house that has the mailboxes, the electrical boxes, signage, trees, things they put in there. A real hot mess of things to mow around, I'll tell you what. So they've been mowing it, right? Since they put in the development, they've been mowing it. And then all of a sudden one day they stopped. And it's like, have you guys noticed that the grass is getting really tall over there? And it's right beside our house. And on the other side, the because half that street is halfway in our development and halfway in the new development, right? That's the connecting street. So anyways, I call our HOA and I said, so what's going on here? Nobody's maintaining this anymore. And they said, well, that's not our property. The new development has a different HOA. Who does that? It's all connected to the same development, right? And those people are all running off and using the park that we're paying for. So why aren't we all the same HOA?
Ooh.
And
I
so anyways,
should have to
they,
show ID cards.
it's crazy, right? I mean, it's silly things that nobody really cares about, but when it starts affecting you, you start caring. So anyways, nobody mows, nobody mows. I'm calling both HOAs, nobody's answering. I'm emailing, nobody's answering. So this has been going on for months. So finally, my oldest, Josh, went out with a weed whacker, and we had to go buy one because we didn't have one. So we had to go buy a weed whacker because now it's 3 feet tall. You can't hit that with a lawnmower. And we have an electric lawnmower because we have tiny yards, because that's all they do anymore. So taking that electric lawnmower down this big stretch of property isn't exactly doable either. That's either like, let's
Have
get
a long
more
enough
extension
extension cord.
cords. Yeah. It's like, can I get the 500 foot extension cord? So this is a headache, as you can see. So yesterday I'm sitting here, my phone's ringing, and I look over, I'm like, that's the city, you know, the town I live in. So I picked it up thinking it was the water company. I was like, and it was the 11th and the water bill's due on the 10th. I thought, did I do my water bill wrong? Because I've done that once. And they called me and said, we see you would, you may think you paid it, but you didn't hit that last button. Oh, you know. So I thought they were going to tell me something like that again. And they're like, so we just wanted to give you fair warning that we're going to put another sign in that strip of land right beside your house. And I said, are you kidding me? That thing. And I just went verbal vomit all over him about how, what a pain in the butt this is. And she goes, what do you mean they're not maintaining it? I said, they haven't maintained it for months. She goes, well, you need to submit a complaint to the city at, you know, to your city. And she tells me where to find the forms. And so I filled it all out and I sent it in. She sent me back a copy of what they're going to send them. And they are giving them the what for. You have 7 days. You sign an agreement when you put in this development that you were going to maintain that strip of property. And I was like, holy smokes. Okay. Wow. And
Where's he been all this time?
I had let it go. You know, I had let it go and was like, we're just going to maintain this thing ourselves, I guess. And, you know, we can't have it growing 3 feet tall. And the two different mailboxes, one for the back development and one for us, sitting on that street, getting overgrown by all this stuff. So we were finally maintaining it. And then finally someone shows up. The knight in shining armor shows up and says, oh, well, we can take care of that for you. She said they signed a contract with the city of Banks that they are going to maintain that. Oh, okay. So now that's in the works. We'll see what happens. I was like, that's interesting. Is this part of the Lionsgate thing? Because that was like out of nowhere. Not only did it get resolved, but they called me with a different thing. They were going to put another sign because the crosswalks on my side of the street and the crosswalk signs on the other side. So it doesn't make sense anyway. And they're like, yeah, we need to move it over. And I was like, yep, just one more thing to mow around and da da da, and got me all wired up. You guys don't want to see this all wired up. Anyway, so I was excited because I was like, whoa, I have been calling and emailing. And finally, I just was like, screw it. Nobody cares. They're not going to respond, and I don't know how to make them respond and make them responsible. So it showed up. Yay!
There you go. You let go, and
I did. I was like, we're just going to suck it up. I don't want my neighbors hating me. So, because it looks like we should be maintaining it, but even on the plot map, because I looked and the plot map shows it as a separate piece of property from us. So I was like, all right, I'm trying to cover all my little dot my I's and cross my T's before I
What you
make
will say, they got you for trespassing when you went over there.
probably will. Don't you walk on that land, we'll get you. So,
We have
oh
a
my
camera,
goodness.
we got, you know, and we saw you.
Yeah, we've got our cameras on. We got our ring cameras going, and we caught you. Anyway, so let's say hello to some of these fine
Yes, let's.
listeners. We've got Cindy and Linda and Katrina, and we got, I might say this right, Aline, Aline, from Massachusetts,
Aline.
Australia, Texas. By the way, they're getting used to you wanting to know where everybody's
Yes, I
from.
want to know.
Yeah, we don't know, however, where Monique's from, but I'm sure she'll chime in. Let's see. Super full moon. Oh.
I have not seen it, but I hear it's gorgeous.
Oh, is that going on right now?
Yeah.
Usually I know
There's
that.
also a meteor shower going on right now through like through tonight, maybe like it's 11th and 12th. And the 13th, maybe it ends on the 13th. So, but you have to get out there
Oh,
in the
wow.
wee hours of the morning, as they say, is the best time to see it. And
We still haven't recovered from 2 weeks ago on the 6th. No. And for those of you who get that, it's only been 6 days, not 2 weeks. Okay, we're going to say hello to Andy from Carolina. Alfred, and did I say Tracy from Australia? We got everybody in here. And I saw it this morning. Oh, okay. So Cindy's saying she saw that this morning. So what time do you have to get up to see that?
So the meteor showers?
Yeah.
Because they said, yeah, they said like late night, a pre-dawn, after midnight and pre-dawn is what they're saying was the best time to see it. And it's like,
Oh.
not usually up then.
So I'm gonna Linda's telling me to go to her Facebook page. She's got a spooky picture on there. So I think I'm able to share if I find said spooky picture. So
Oh, okay.
this is how we roll. All I see is your profile picture. No, I'm just kidding. That's okay. Super full moon looks like, okay, let's see. I'm just trying to figure out how to share that one. All right, so this is the picture. Is this the right one, Linda? This is a super full moon. Looks now. Oh, okay. So it does look a little eerie. It looks a little spaceshipy.
I was gonna say, it looks like a ship to me.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a
Well,
moon? Looks like a ship.
I think that
Ooh,
would
maybe the
be a good
moon is.
picture, unless it's the
Ooh.
shooting resin. Oh, it's a kitty cat. Now you got me looking at your pictures, Linda. Thanks a lot. There's cute cat. Okay, I'll get off of that. My addiction. It's the eyes. Oh, see, now I couldn't see that until I went back to the page, but I already cleared it out. So anyway, when you go back to it, look at, there's supposed to be eyes in there. She says
Oh,
it's the eyes. Okay. Yeah, super full moon. So that's playing a part then. I just know that it's been the last 2 mornings have been really hard to get out of bed. Like I just want to curl up
okay.
and not even necessarily sleep. I just like being curled up. Nothing. You got nothing. You look like you're going to fall
Well,
right there and
I'm
rock like
thinking
that.
this morning, I think I, well, yesterday I slept longer. I got up a little later this morning. It seemed like I slept really, really good, and I had a deep sleep. And I remember having some really interesting dreams. I couldn't give any details now, but they were just interesting. I'm thinking one of them included Rocket, which is, I dreamed about Rocket before, so that was interesting.
Yeah.
But
Oh.
anyway, yeah,
Yeah.
it's like I had deep. Really deep sleep until it was time to get up, until Rocket was over there going,
Go.
it's time you get up.
It'll put a dog door in or get out of bed.
He's the alarm clock. He's like, it's time for you to get up.
They definitely are. And they've saved my butt more than once with being my alarm clock, but being the morning of our conference where I thought I set the alarm for 6 a.m. and I did, but just for the wrong day. So,
Oh, that's funny.
yeah, but they got me up. Buddy was sticking his little German Shepherd nose in my face, and I was like, stop it. I can wait until the alarm goes off. And I thought, what time is it, anyways? I look, I'm like, 6:08. Why didn't my alarm go off? Good boy, good boy. So I know those Arcturians were like, dang it, she's sleeping in. Get her up. Yeah,
Yes.
they weren't going to let it happen. Yeah. So anything else fun and amusing happened during? Oh, yeah, there was two things that totally broke through during that Lionsgate. One was we're trying to get tags on one of the vehicles I got for the kiddos to drive. I don't know if everyone's aware, but Jaden and I were in a little bit of a fender bender accident, totaled out my car. So we had to get a different car. And it's been a fiasco to try to get the tags and license on or plates on that car. We have to go through emissions tests here in Oregon. And so we several times, four different times before we finally made it through, but it was like trying to figure out what was wrong with it because it wouldn't go through. Finally, it was this little hose about this long and the size of a straw had a split in it. And they finally, my dad helped us find it and then got it replaced. And yay, we went through finally. And that happened during the Lionsgate. That finally broke through and we got plates. Matter of fact, when we were pulling in the driveway today, I was like, doesn't that look nice to have all the vehicles in the driveway have license plates on? That was such a stress because I had just bought it. And you got to register them and get their tags and everything in a time frame. And I'm sure we were up to the minute on it. So, anyways, so breakthroughs. I've had them in the third dimension, the third dimensional breakthroughs. Yay. What else?
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's where I was like, I was feeling proud because I did something. It's not something I can talk about here, but it was like something I had been reluctant to do, and I kept holding myself back in doing it. And that's what I meant, but I felt strong. I felt like, hey, the path was completely clear, and I felt no obstacles whatsoever. And it's like, just do it, do it, do it. And it just felt good. And yeah, so yeah, I have those kind of, we do that. I
Yeah.
do it to myself anyway. I'm guessing others do it. So, but during that time, no, it was like everything's wide open. Just do whatever you want, kind of thing. It's like you
Love
have
it.
full permission to go.
Yeah, full throttle. Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I
Yeah.
boldly did something I just kept waiting. I just kept procrastinating on. So yeah.
Yay! And it wasn't the light casting?
No, that's
You
not. I
guys,
thought I would set for the thing.
I have to say, I'm so excited that you finally got that out and launched it. Yay! We launched the light casting.
Yes, I know you've been after me, gosh, for a long time. Eight
Yeah.
years. 8 years, I think, at
Been
least.
a while. Yeah, you probably were like, well, it took me 7 years to get Soul Speak out, so
Yeah, that's about right. That's
Except
how I
for I know
roll.
that it's been going on a heck of a lot longer than the 8 years I've been here. So, but yeah, so light casting is officially launched. If you guys want to know more about that, it's on the Lionsgate Portals to Enlightenment videos, which are available. So yeah, very fun. You guys are, I have to say, can we just talk about our audience for a little bit and how amazing they are?
Oh my
And
gosh, yeah.
it's like you guys, I think you were, everyone in the chat room, I think, was there during this Lionsgate thing. And so you know what we're talking about the energy there, but you guys brought that energy. And
Absolutely.
it was incredible. And one of the things that was so fun about that was that we all ended up talking about similar topics and they all wove into each other. Not one of us
We had
talked
no
about.
idea, and as each one was rolling out, I'm like, because I'm the last one, I'm like, oh my God. Okay, because I was gonna kind of try, okay, if somebody said something, I was gonna refer back to them. That's what I do. I always kind of tie something back into anything I say. And it's like, okay, Tracy talked about this. Okay, gotta remember this one, gotta remember. And I think I was having to do to everybody, I just have to refer back to everybody by the time
Yeah.
I was done. So
Well, and isn't that kind of the way it went? Because I went first and then Erica went. And she's like, well, like when Tracy channeled Daniel, blah, blah, blah. And she did that a couple of times. And then Monica went and she did the her introduction, I think, kind of brought it all in too of doing the past life regression part. And then Sarah comes in and then she's doing the same thing. Well, like when Monica did this and when Erica did that, when Tracy did, and it was just stair-stepping its way down through each of us.
exactly. And then
And it just kept
then
going.
something was in each one that is like that would go to the next person, so then they could refer back to everybody.
Yeah.
And
And
yeah.
we're in the background. You guys don't see us going, did they just, what the, did you know that they were going to put that in your lecture and then their lecture? And then, yeah. And so it's such an incredible experience to go through that, though, to have all of us have similar topics without any of us checking in with the others about what we were going to do. And
Exactly.
we just all showed up and presented and
We all showed up and we did as guided. I mean, like you said,
yeah.
we presented, but we were like, I think you even said that toward the end. It was like, to some degree, we were all channeling, and we were. So
Yeah.
it's like we were all guided in our talks, and that makes total sense when you look at the threads that were running through them. So yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was so cool. So absolutely a really great day. And just being in that energy all day. was really cool. But the audience also
Yes.
jumping in, you had everybody come
I
in,
love, yeah, and I want to talk
come
about that. I want to talk about that
in.
because that was so fun. I don't know if anybody's done a webinar, but like on our side, when you do a webinar, you don't see anything. There's just nothing there. It's like, you don't even see. I saw myself in a little spot, a box up on top, but otherwise it's just a blank screen essentially. There's like a name maybe or something, but that's it. And so I'm kind of going around. I kept looking, you look for eyes, and I only eyes was my picture, and it was on top. So I'm like, doing that. I'm like, oh no, don't look up because that makes it look weird. You all this stuff's going on in your mind. I gotta look here. Well, there's nothing to look at there.
I think I got it the easiest because I channel with my eyes closed.
Yes, your eyes are closed.
Was like, I have, when I was introducing myself, I was doing the same thing, but I've done enough YouTube videos where I just kind of, I don't even know what I look at to tell you the truth. I just,
Exactly. Yeah, you
yeah.
when you're doing that, yeah, you can't,
Weird.
but that's why then I at that point then I had people come in, and I tell you, that's when I could really relax. I'm like, yes, this is my group, these are my people, this is, I love
Yeah.
them. I love when I can see people.
Yeah, and you can see that in your energy too when you were shifting. There was just so many emotions that day too. You know, it's like we were just all just swimming in these emotions, and we had everything it took to get us all set up for it, and you know, reach all of you guys and send notifications out and everything that it took. We're finally here. Here's the day. And it was, you know, this high and this emotion, and then you go last. It was like,
Oh my gosh, and the flood of emotions. I don't know if it was a culmination of
it was
all the stuff,
everything.
but when
Yeah.
Tiffany was introducing me, I had, it was just like this pride. I was just like, that's my baby. It was just, I was
Oh, and you had all of us crying. We're all in the background doing the same thing, going,
bawling.
it
I'm like, what? But
Yeah.
it hit me like a ton of bricks. Oh,
Yeah.
great. This is wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was so wonderful too. You know, it was like to have Tiffany be a part of this group
Oh, yeah, it was.
is so neat to, and she's such a fun personality as well. I'm looking for her to chime in here in the chat room since usually when we're talking about her, she shows up.
Yeah, she'll show up and
But
say accurate. Yep.
accurate. Yep. So, yeah. So excited that, I mean, none of us had done anything like that together before, and
No.
so to have it come together and flow the way it did, and then
Yeah.
we had Brian with the sound healing music. That was amazing. And
Yes.
that was that last minute toss in, right? We talked
Exactly.
about
Last
that a
minute
little bit
add-on. It
before.
was a wonderful idea. It was
Yeah.
a great addition.
It was beautiful. So yeah, I don't think we could have asked for a better day. And you know,
You
if you
guys
guys did miss it,
were fantastic.
yeah, if you guys did miss it, it's set up right now where you can still purchase it. The links are on social media, and I have it on my website. But when you purchase it, you have two options now. It's broken down where you can have the whole day uncut. This is what you would have saw if you showed up that day with intermissions in it. And then we have the individual individual sections, so you can
And
click on
Brian
the
and
ones
his
you want
music
to.
are also in separated
Yeah.
now. So,
Oh, awesome. See, so you guys are all hooked up. You get it all for that, you know, if you want to sign
yeah.
up.
You said you have two options, but it's not like you have to
Oh,
pick which one. You get all of that. You
you
get
get all of it. Yeah,
free
it's all in one big,
to
beautiful package. And one of the things that I didn't send out in the emailer, hopefully everybody got it. You don't download it. You get a link, and it's on, how do you say it? Vimeo.
Vimeo. Vimeo.
And so it's a private link to that, so you have access to it, is what maybe we should say. And
Right.
yeah, so don't lose your link because that's your ticket to that wonderful golden gate of opportunities. But yeah, so that being said, now that we bragged a lot about how fun that day
Was
was,
fun, and thank you all for being part of it. It was so
yeah,
fun.
everybody just kept showing up. So I was the one that was running the link, and I kept getting, can you open the link back up? Oh, but it's over. Yeah, but they still want to buy it. Oh, okay. So here it is. It's still available, and you get everything from that day. Everything is there. So yeah, the energy continues. Beautiful. Okay, so let's see. Do we want to get this audience to chime in on anything for us? Tune into them. See if they got something of wisdom for us.
Well, it usually just comes through. I usually feel it if there is something. I'm feeling very dry, dry mouth. Anybody, does that mean anything?
Here's some water. I got my little
Why I was
jar.
drinking my tea.
And get you hydrated. Oh no, Linda, remember I was on Linda's site and I was seeing her kitty cat pictures. Don't keep going. They're all cat photos. I know I'm going back to Linda's site. I'm gonna see her kittens. One of my online clients today. She has an itty bitty little 7-week-old kitten. I'm just like, I want to see it, but I don't, because then you want one. Yeah, but don't need that. Don't need that. All good. Sessions this week. Crazy. They've been.
Is there a theme? Are you noticing any kind of a thread again?
I should have thought about that before I brought up sessions. So this would be an ascension session, but today I had one that I had never heard of this before. So it came in, and this was through Daniel that it came in, that the gal that I was working with was sitting on a council that presents to the councils. And I was trying to figure out what am I seeing here? What is it she's doing? But she had the code or the imprint, the blueprint to this earth when it was in its full glory. I know, right? It's giving me chills. So she has that imprint because she had spent time on this earth during that time frame,
I'm getting
her and
something
some
visual.
others. And so her message was that she was here sitting on a council of people like her. And I get chills telling this
I
story,
know I'm there's a bunch of energy. I'm having to
right?
breathe.
And so I'm seeing her up on this stage, and there is just, numerous, probably infinite amount of councils in front of her. And they are counseling those councils that are here. So those are the star seeds, the beings that are helping the humans. Those councils, so those are our councils, like my Arcturians or the Palladians or whatever. Those councils that are paired with people are all out in this forum or audience, and they're presenting to them this code, this imprint, this blueprint of Earth in its finest moments, and bringing that back in. And it was such an interesting, I'm like, I must have sounded like a clown when I'm channeling that through, because I am the conscious channel. So I'm over here going, wait, what am I looking at here? What's happening here? I haven't seen anything. You're a council that's presenting to the councils? That's interesting. And there was a string of them, like they were on this panel board. Like if we were to put them up on a stage and on, lined up and male, female, I'm seeing them in my head as I'm telling it to you. And they were presenting or counseling these collectives that were working with the people, the humans, to bring this back to the earth. So it was so cool. So new earth stuff is
Yeah,
really big this week.
well, and what keeps coming in is like, because that's what you do. That's one of the ways of healing, is like if you're working with someone, is you don't see them as with something wrong and you have to fix it. You see them in their wholeness. You see them already, the way they were, whatever, and that's exactly what you're saying there. It's like, so, and what I'm getting is that, because things happen so subtly. And they just go on and on, and we just adapt. And it's like, well, this is just how it is. This is Earth. This is what it is. But by saying that, see, we're getting that, and the councils and the councils and the councils, see, then they download to us. And so by us getting that blueprint or imprint or whatever you want to call it, then now we know how to see her, to allow her to be back.
Oh, chills.
It's, Yeah, because we
Oh
forgot.
my
We've
word.
just we just got used to what we're seeing. It's like, well, this is it. No, it's not. I mean, this is how she is from all the stuff. But yeah, if we could see side by side,
Yeah.
you're talking about the Marriott, we'd be like, oh my gosh, what happened to Earth?
Right? Yeah, it still looks so beautiful to us, but it was so much more.
Yeah.
It was so much more. Yeah. We were also talking this week, I think you and I think it was this week.
Who
You guys
knows?
really have to bear with me because it has been a vortex of energy because this whole week has just been one thing after the next. It was just like ting, 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 ting.
Yeah.
And so today I had a little bit of downtime, which was nice, but it's been moving. And so that makes all the lines blurred on what day it is. And somebody had to remind me it was Friday. I have a show today. Okay.
I hadn't heard from you, and so I texted you too. So I was like, I'm not hearing from you.
I know. And I intended to send that in the morning, but I had two back-to-back sessions and then had to take the kids. And I was like, oh, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to take them to do school shopping, then get back here in time. My little helper just showed up. I don't know if you can see it.
Hello, Latte.
Yeah.
Peek-a-boo.
So she finally decided to join me. Yeah. Anyways, so we were talking about how. Or at least I was talking maybe about that, how it seemed after this Lionsgate, all of this energy that we had put in, all of this stuff that had unraveled and watching everybody's lectures and everything, it really, like that convoluted word isn't even enough. You know, it's like there's so many dimensions, there's so many layers, there's so many aspects of this earth and what we're doing here. And that this is a matrix or a simulation or of some sort, and how much power we hold in that simulation and the creation of our own thoughts to reality and using our emotions to help create that and becoming in balance. We talked about balance a lot, Matt, and it was just like my head was just like this sponge going taking it all in, and I'm just like, what is this reality anymore? It was almost like the whole reality of existence was in question again on a whole new level.
Well, exactly. And that's really cool that it's kind of just happening very quickly all at once. And it's like this is the next level of what you need to understand. And so it's just boom. And it makes sense. It's one of those, it's like it must have been downloaded because all of a sudden there's concepts that make sense about it. Where before it would have been that's a very foreign thought.
Yeah.
And now it's no, it makes sense totally. And I loved when you texted me. Oh, you were just texting me about one of those, and you said someone had asked about is it possible that we are simulations and I can read it if you. I'm not. I don't
Oh,
want to
yeah.
violate anything. Is that okay if I read what you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it was funny when you when. Because I was asking about the shift of energy and everything, and then you said you got asked on a radio podcast if the human essence or soul can survive in an artificial intelligence body. And it was so funny because as I'm reading that, I'm getting, well, duh, what do you think you're doing now? And then the next line was Daniel's response was, you're already doing that. You know? And so it's like, yeah, that's where this you are
Just
in a great
because,
advanced biological host body now. That's exactly it. You know, we
well,
are, and
and
that's why
that was,
these are cool biological machines that we are housed in. You know, that's it. Where we reside in these bodies. We think that these are our bodies and we think they're whatever, but they are machines. They are, like you're saying, they're
yeah.
biological, very advanced. They're very advanced, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, because the body itself is presenting its own experience. It's not a robotic thing. The body itself is part of the simulation of experience that we're having here in this earth. And I have to tell you, I've been watching this show. One of my kids brought it to my attention. And precursor, there is a lot of nudity in the show, and I'm going to explain that. Violence and nudity in this show. You know, they got to do that in everything these days, but it's called Westworld and it's on HBO Max. And they create these robots, and the robots, every time they show them as they're working with them, they're naked. That's why there's so much nudity. They're all just standing there. But you know what? It just really gets you over it. By the time you've seen it for the 100th time in their show, it's like, yeah, whatever. And so you're just over the nudity anyway. But the concept is that they've created this Western simulation with these robots, and these robots are they look exactly like humans. They pump them with fluid that looks like blood. I mean, the whole works. They've got organs and everything. Everything functions. They created with those 3D printers. They print out the human, the skeletal structure, and then they put all the organs and everything. Everything's like a human, and then they put in their own little computer brain into it, right?
Okay.
And so everything is fleshy and looks real, so that these higher ups, these elite people, can come in and have non-consequential experience, where they can come in and play cowboys and robbers and all that, and shoot them up, and have those experiences without any consequences, because they're not real humans. So I killed them, but they're not a real human, so it's okay.
It's a
Just
game.
a game. But anyway, so then they take these, the ones that get shot up, and they bring them back, and they clean them all up, and they patch them up, and then they reprogram them, and they send them back out, and they have no memory of what just happened. And they put them back in, and sometimes they move them to different parts of the park, you
Right.
know, and so they play a different role. And I'm like, that's reincarnation. Okay, that concept is like reincarnation, and it's kind of the concept of backdrop people. Okay, so I'm in the third season. It's not as good. It was the first two seasons, and again, it's very violent. Lot of shooting. You know, that's
Yeah,
the name of the
exactly.
game, is there's no consequences to going in there and being
I mean that's the experience
experience.
apparently that
Yeah,
happens.
apparently that's the only experience people really want. You know, it's like, no, where's the one where you're living in paradise with the cabana boy? What? So I don't know. But anyways, it's interesting the concepts that they're using to create this. And the ones that are the robots, of course, they start waking up, right? They start remembering that
Of course.
their memory thing is overloaded, and they're starting to remember all these other incidences and the other roles that they played. Yeah. And they're glitching, and they're like, wait a minute, what time am I in? What time am I in? And they're glitching in those ways, and they're remembering. And I was like, oh, like past life regressions. Like, well, that's like a past life regression, and we're doing that now. And that's interesting. This, yeah, the whole thing has kind of got me, even though it's, well, and then like now I'm in season three, and now they have broke free from their confined park area, and now there's some of the robot people in the real world, and they're trying to secure the real world for themselves, right? And then it's very futuristic type real world, and I'm like, well, that'll be fun when we get to do that and get to do that and have those kind of cars and those kind of, so that kind of was fun to watch. But it's interesting. I just thought, it's like, okay, then I get that question about, can a soul survive in an AI body? And I've been watching that, and I'm thinking, what is this? Why is this surfacing so much right now? But it was really cool to get the Arcturians' answer to that, that we are
We
in
are
a
absolutely.
simulated body. And it's just because it doesn't look like the mechanics that we understand AI to be, doesn't mean that we're not in a very advanced system
Biological system, yeah,
experience.
exactly.
It's
Absolutely. I mean, this is majorly advanced.
like,
This game is so off the charts.
yeah.
That's the only reason. Now, once we get the games perfected, we're in the beginning stages. I mean, well, the beginning, I guess, was Pac-Man and stuff, but we're a little evolved from that. We've got them where they're looking more realistic.
Yeah.
But as it keeps going, see, you can see it's going to go there. I
Yeah.
mean, it's what we do. So, and that's
Yeah.
why they have these shows, because they're thinking about it, or they already
Well,
have the downloads of it.
yeah,
This is what's happening.
and you know, they are at that level where they're like, can we transfer human consciousness to one of those? And you know,
And
so
that's so funny
trying
to
that out.
me. That is so funny. Because I even had some people, well, this is what they're talking about doing. And that was the thought, that's what we're already doing. That's called us.
Yeah, we're having
We
these.
have consciousness in a machine.
And we're creating from these. I mean,
Us.
it really is. We got to move past the idea of the attachment that we have to these physical bodies and really understand. And now that you say, what was your theme? That was kind of part of the theme is you're not just this physical body. You are so much more. And when we can just look at the physical body as one of the experiences the soul is having simultaneously with other experiences in the other dimensions, then you're getting the concept. You're just getting that much of whatever, you know. And
Right.
there's so much more.
Something's trying. Something happened earlier today when you're like anything else. And I think I was fixing. I made a salad for dinner. Okay, so I was fixing that, and there was like a little blip, like in my memory. I'm trying to remember something. It was like, and it's like, oh, I know what it was. I was remembering about something else, and I thought that was really strange. How at that time. I remember I was doing something, and at the time, it was like I couldn't remember how to do it. It was really funny because, like, it's like I came, it's as if I came in on the act of doing it. And I'm like, and then I'm trying to figure it out, I'm trying to remember it. And so then that came in for some reason while I was doing the salad. You know how that's how it works when you're doing something mundane, and then it's like things come in. And so I'm like, okay, so what was that about? And it was like, it was kind of like, it's like we move in and out, you know, and then we came in and we had to assimilate really quick to memories to that. It's like you had to get attached, you had to make connections really quick. And that's why there's a little bit of a lapse of what was going on, because I remember it was something I know perfectly well how to do, but at that moment it was like I had no idea what to do. It was like, oh, and just thinking back on it, it's like, yeah, I could look at that as, is that something about aging? Whatever. But it was like, no, this is, it's like we move in and out, but we're doing it, which we do. We know we do that like at night. We know we do it, but it's, I guess we do it a lot more than we realize.
Wow. Yeah, I imagine we do. We're just not consciously aware of that.
No. And so that's where these things, see, I don't know if those are the glitches. Those are the little, you know, we're going to notice those
Those
more.
AI moments when we start to remember.
Yeah. Exactly. And I they're saying we're going to notice them more. This is just where we are.
I think
So
so. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, we're waking up to this stuff and
right. But it's nothing to be afraid of. I mean, our group here, I mean, we're probably eating this stuff up, you know. Oh my gosh. But it's like when we say, hey, we're in a machine, we're in this, and it's like, oh my god, you know, I can see they make movies that scare you know, with this idea. And
yeah.
it can be pulled out there and made really scary, but it's not scary. This is what we're doing every day, day in, day out. This is what we do. We are spiritual beings, great and powerful spiritual beings, residing in these biological machines, very advanced
Very
biological
advanced.
machines.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the experiences we're having, right? I like this. Erica saying the miraculous machine. Hi, Erica. There's a whole nother conversation going on in there, and I can't see all of it, so I'm not gonna, but these guys are in there chatting it up. Okay. Okay, let's see. When it comes to the new earth and the waivers coming in, how are they reconciling the fact that as time goes on, the population is growing faster and faster. 1 more billion of people, we have more people more born every year. The percentage of waivers coming in to raise the vibration is diluted mathematically more as time goes on.
Well, one, that's the people that are coming in. They want to be here. So they're not really diluting the energy. They're actually bringing more in. There's so many people standing in line wanting to get here just to say, I was here when it happened. You know, I was there. So they might just come in for just a little bit, brief second. The reality, and I love how, and I'm just jumping in here, when you say the fact that, the whatever we state is the reality. So when you state something like the fact of this, and whenever you say something as it's fact, as if it's fact, then you are creating that for your reality. So just be careful of what you know, there are no facts. There are no hard, solid facts. There's just, you know, so it's whatever you want it to be. There's limitless possibilities and probabilities of options of what can be the reality, what can be the future, what can be whatever. So, see, one can be overpopulation and all this stuff happening, and one can be, no, it may look like that. There may be a lot of people, but we're all fine. We have plenty of room. The energies are fine. See, it doesn't have to go down one road. There's many, many ways, many, many paths to get to wherever we want to go. So pay attention to what is being said, what you're saying, because that is, you are creating, every single one of us, we're creating our realities with our thoughts, our words, our beliefs, our actions.
So very true. We're getting some really good lessons in that in both directions too. You know, the good stuff that we're creating and the negativity or
Absolutely.
the things we're focusing on that are of the denser energies. I don't even say negative anymore if I can help it, if I catch myself, because it's not negative energy, it's just a heavier or denser energy. It's not as pleasurable to us. We don't enjoy it usually, but it is a denser energy. It's not good, bad, or indifferent. It's just an experience, right? We're experiencing a denser energy. And we can choose how we want to respond to that and then create that reality. And it takes practice sometimes, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's
Well,
just.
it's a matter of being mindful. And so whatever that takes for you know, sometimes in the beginning, it takes a lot of paying attention, you know, because you got to be mindful of what is going on in there. But like you said, or it may not, you know, that's again, your belief, you know, I have found with myself, in order for me to shift my thoughts and my words and my beliefs, I had to pay attention to what I was thinking. I had to pay attention to what was going on in there. I think that's a better way of saying, this is what happened with me. It doesn't mean it's your reality. It's just what happened with me. And as I paid attention, then I could catch things sooner and sooner and sooner, to where it's easier to catch, or not even have it there. It's just gone. But sometimes I don't notice it, and somebody else has to, you know, alert me to it.
We have the policing friends,
We
but
have, yeah, our accountability. Let's call it. Policing is fine too, but it's like that sounds more harsh. But anything along there, somebody that can kind of, did you hear what you just said? Because many times we don't hear it.
And I've done that a lot this week too. Are you hearing the way you're describing that? Just tell me your story a little bit, and maybe I can tell you where that block is for you. And it'll come out in that story. So if you got somebody with a good ear to listen, tell your story to them. Say, okay, I'm not sure why I'm not moving forward. Okay, tell me your story. And if you're listening to the words they're using to describe the story, either they'll be like, well, and then so and so gets in the way, and then I can't do it because of this, and then that happens, and then blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, we know where your block is, So when we always bring it back to self, what is it that you can change in that scenario?
Oh, and that's a really good point, because the tendency might be to want to change the world. I want to change it on this global level, but it always comes back. Like you said, it comes back here. The only place any change needs to happen is right here.
If we could
Here,
get,
here.
because that world is a reflection. Matter of fact, I wrote down somewhere on all my little scratches of paper, I wrote down something that was said in one of the channels because it was so appropriate. Everything outside of you started inside of you first. So if something outside of you needs to change, that means that there's something inside that needs to change, then the mirror will change.
It's like if there's something you're noticing, you're like, yeah, that we got to change all that. That's not right. Then that's where you're saying, okay, what's going on in me, in my world, that is making me notice that? That's pointing something out to me. It's reflecting something for me to look at in myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just one walking around in one big mirror.
One big mirror.
And it's kind of fun because, it's like, okay, what's getting mirrored back to me right now? What am I seeing? What's
Yeah.
happening? So, yeah. And
Yeah.
right now it's been pretty good. It's all the things that have been feeling chaotic got complete, got finished, including my princess bed. Julie, we were calling it my princess in the pea bed because I put a different mattress. Yeah, I put a different mattress on my bed, and that sucker was so big, and it sat on box springs, so it sat above my headboard. And I'm like, I got to get rid of the box springs. I woke up one morning. We had just taken down another bed in the house that was a queen size bed also, and it had slats. And what I was thinking is I needed a platform or something or plywood or something to put down there to set the mattress on. I woke up one morning and I'm hearing, why don't you just use the slats from the other bed to increase the support underneath you and take out the box springs? Oh, I could do that. And that's what we did. And now I have a normal bed. See, all these things happened in the Lions Gate. It's like when we let go of thinking we have to figure everything out, it starts to get figured out, or the information comes in, the answers flow. So get out of your own ways. And
Absolutely, yeah.
it's been an interesting experience of trying to control it, or I guess would be the best word. I want it. I want this to happen. I want this to happen. I want
Oh
that.
my God,
Let me get
that's the
this. Let me get
human
that.
part of us. It just thinks it can control and wants to control, and then finally realizes it has absolutely no control of anything.
No, and the more you come at it with the energy, the more it's like, all right, I'm just going to stand over here. When you're done doing that thing, then we can do business. But yeah. So, all right, I think we're coming to a
We're getting
close this
close.
here. So,
Our
how
minute.
would people find all the information about Julia Cannon and everything she's going to present to the world, including light casting eventually? Where would they find information on Soul Speak and your courses?
Yeah, right now it's juliacannon.com, and then that will lead you over to the school that is creating, and that will be launched within a week. Within a week, that will
Yay!
fully be launched out to have we reflect the Canon Academy of Metaphysics. So that's
So
exciting.
exciting. Woo! Very cool. What about QHHT?
QHHT, you can go to QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. So QHHTofficial.com, and you can get everything you need there. If you want to take the course, you can, there's links on the front page there that show you all the information you could want about the level one course, everything you need to know about learning the technique that my mother created and how she got all the information that's in her books and how to help people. It really is such a cool way to help people. But
So
then also,
cool.
if you may be somebody that's wanting to have a session, you can go to the Find a Practitioner page, and there's a directory of all of our wonderful practitioners all over the world. And so you can look them up, see who resonates with you, and maybe in your area or wherever you're, as far as you're willing to travel, see who
Yeah.
resonates. Yeah. Where are you located, Tracy?
I am in Oregon. My office is in Forest Grove, Oregon, if you want to get real specific about it. And it's so much fun to meet all of you when you come to have sessions. I appreciate it and love you guys. And it's a great day of getting to know each other and really having, to me, it's an exciting day because you just never know what's going to happen. And so it's my rule with everyone is just relax. Let's have fun. We're going to heal a lot of things today, but it doesn't have to be heavy and hard. Let's just get in it and do it. And we do. And it's just a special little bonding time with each person. And you can find my information on tracymahan.com or go to qhhtofficial.com and find a practitioner. You can find me there. I'm a level three. And yeah, so that's how you find me.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So anything else? Any other events coming up?
We have a lot of level one companion classes in the works. They're on that site. You can go to courses and they'll show you the schedule. what's coming
Yeah.
up. And that's really cool because that's a live class that you can do after you take the online course. If you get, and that's really, really good to get to know other people that are doing this and
Yeah.
like-minded and practice on each other.
And I just did a lot of voice coaching last week.
Yeah.
You guys
Yeah.
are awesome. And just such a treat to meet each all these newcomers to QHHT. And some of you guys had been doing it for a little while, and some of you were pretty new. Hey, our daughter just showed up in the chat room.
Hey,
Hey.
hi,
So yeah, just a neat it, the calling just is such a neat group of people that respond to the call, and it's always such a pleasure to get to meet people and enjoy that. So very much, yeah, go be a practitioner. So, all right. I think that's it. Unless you want to talk about, hey, we planned the next reunion. Not yet.
We have not yet. No, we have not. We but soon I will have that announcement.
Influencing that.
Yes.
Influencing. All
Love
right. Perfect. All right. Well, that's it, everybody.
you all.
Thank
Thank
you
you
all
so
for
much for
being
being
here.
here.
Oh, what did we do in the
Yeah.
we're
Ooh.
bye.